You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. You can keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Welcome. I'm your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
And we welcome you to, hopefully, our last open mic.
Yeah, not like hopefully we're never going to do it again, but hopefully we're going to get a show.
Yeah,
maybe, guys.
Secret show coming up soon.
We've been working on it for a while.
But yeah, we'll be very excited to present that. But for now, we'll just be ending up and doing a little finale for open mic. So this
the grand finale of them all.
The biggest finale. But it's great to be here. Beautiful Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we'll be giving you some great music from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. So stay tuned for some good selections, hopefully, this week.
Yeah, and today was a beautiful day. I just have to say, like, I hope you guys basked in the sun a little bit, because whenever the sun comes out, I'm like, okay, I'm going to just lay down wherever it is in the sun, close my eyes. 5 minutes later, you feel so much better.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully you guys did that today. Maybe there's still a little time.
A little time?
I don't know. We're kind of in a dungeon basement right now, so it's hard to see the sun.
We can't see much. But,
yeah.
Yeah, go do that. I actually came a little early today, and I got to hear some of the other open mics for Tuesday today, and it was great to hear everyone else and how they're moving on with their shows and things. And actually, one of the songs for today is inspired by Daniel's open mic.
Inspired. Stolen?
Yeah, nice euphemism for saying stolen, but it's the...
Inspired.
It's called Out
No,
There.
No, we heard it on his show. We're like, we're taking that for our next show. So thank you, Daniel. We've never met you, unfortunately.
Yeah,
but,
we haven't met anyone.
That seems like we want to meet people. It's a bit of a sadness for us, though. We're like, we just see names on the open mics. We're like, who are these CJSFers?
Yeah, we do listen to them, too.
Yeah, we do.
We love listening.
We don't only see them. We're like playing their open mics. And they have a lot of really interesting things to say, too, so...
Yeah, there's some good announcers out there as
so. Some good voices.
Good
radio voices out there.
We're trying to work on our radio voice, but it's a little too much, laughing sometimes.
We have problems cutting each other off, and, you know, if you guys heard that one time, we couldn't stop laughing. Oh. That was a problem as well.
That was probably our worst problem.
That was our worst problem so far, but... We haven't done it again.
Yeah. We've learned. We've learned from our failures. So we're here. We're still continuing on with the show. So, yeah. And we'll get better in the future once you hear our secret upcoming show.
Yeah. We've been practicing our radio voice. Like, these are just our normal voices, guys. Yeah. Come slumber part.
Oh, no. You just spoiled it.
No. Come our show. I mean, so sorry.
Oh, no. It's okay. Well.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. You already heard it.
Yeah, you heard it. I didn't finish it fully, but you could probably fill in the blanks.
Yeah, so it will be called Slumber Party, but that's all you get to know. You don't know the premise. You don't know the ideas. But, okay. Other than the spoiler.
So sorry, Corey. That was on
there goes our spoiler. But
okay. I feel like it's time to turn to the music.
Yeah, turn to the music before we spoil
more. Need to stop
more.
Talking.
Okay.
The first song is, inspired by Daniel.
AKA Stolen.
Yeah, AKA Stolen. Is Out There, the Dare version, and the artist is Water From Your Eyes.
We hope you enjoy.
Track, give, dive, slack. Drag, draft, mud, scram. Hand, knee, feet, bend. Three men, free track. Track, give, dive, slack. Drag, draft, mud, scram. Hand, knee, feet, bend. Three men, free track. Drag, three men, three bend. Feet, knee, hand, scram, mud, draft track, slack dive, give track, lack, luck, suck, sink, pond, butt, high, shoot, night, move, groove, grip, trip, type, talk, track, track.
Apologies, everyone. So that was just a random record that we played, and we just decided that we're not really feeling
it. We're not feeling that jungle music right now.
So we're going to just hop straight back into our music and that we chose.
Disparia?
And it's
Disparia.
Called Disparia.
Disparia.
And it is by Charlene Darling. So yeah, we tried using the record player again.
Yeah, we're trying some more music. Hopefully you guys will like this one more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you guys like that one, we're sorry, but it was like 5 minutes long. We're like,
too much.
Yeah, let's just hop back into it. Yeah. Okay.
Hope you enjoy.
Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
body, the body, you hit me, babe. Give me that good, good, deep thing. Too rough, that's it, I like that way. Say what you want, but I'm with you, mate. There's no thing, it's a bad mistake. Keep it down like a champ that made me stay.
I stay playing on your mind. You think of me forever. I stay on your mind. I stay on your mind. You wanna ride? You wanna ride? Show me tonight, que lo que hay. Me quieres a mí, I want you inside. Dame otra, bebé. Dame de lo bueno para el amanecer. Yeah, I see you stare. You want it, I'll show you where.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I am your co-host, Corey.
And I'm your other co-host, Stella.
And you just heard a couple of PSAs, a couple promos, but especially Pirates of the Caribbean, their show
Our
promo.
Our favorite show promo in the world.
Amazing. So go check them out. They're on Sundays.
Yeah, right. I am sweating right now. We were dancing it up in here. Like
too much dancing.
Always goes hard, yeah.
But yeah. Go do that.
Before that, what did we play?
Yes, we had a moment where we played a little bit of vinyl, but then we turned it off.
Oh, yeah, if you guys heard that, apologies again.
Sorry.
But then before that, the Shy Girl.
Yes,
after
and then,
that, I mean.
Yes, then right after that, you also heard
Charlene Darling
and her song Despairies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we mentioned that briefly, and then, yeah, you heard Shy Girl, Empress of and Kingdom, and it's called Forever. It's
Forever.
The actual number 4 and then EVA. So little strange, but it's dance and some electronic from the UK, and it's a pretty awesome song. We're also dancing a lot.
Yeah, it was good. It definitely livened us up because recently we've been very burnt out.
Yeah.
And we wanted to talk about this on air because I feel like this time of year, especially for university students, like second semester, like exams, finals are next month. This, like March, just is brutal for me, at least personally.
Dragging.
How about you, Corey?
Yeah, for me too. I just feel it's just that final stretch, and it's just that it's like that last 75% of a race, but it's so close,
yeah,
but you're
exactly.
not there yet. so you can't give that final sprint because you know that you're not getting there yet. So it's just, it's been pretty tough, and especially today.
It's been so hard. An endurance battle.
Yeah, and it's hard to utilize all the usual strategies that work, like sleeping, exercising.
Taking a break from whatever is making you burnt out.
Yeah, which is kind of difficult because we have to keep studying.
Yeah, like, so it's pretty much endless, like, array of assignments that we need to complete and exams that we need to do.
And pulling too many all-nighters just before test two.
Yep.
Not helping a lot right now.
No, just, yeah, I, like, just feeling exhausted all the time is kind of hard to get anything done because you're just like, I just want to go to bed, please. Yeah. But I know I need to submit this by midnight on Canvas.
Yeah, but it's pretty difficult. I feel like once we out of school, when you get to that 9 to 5, it's pretty solid that you know that your job ends usually at 5 for some jobs. But with school, it feels like you're constantly on the clock.
You
like,
are.
You have to be studying. You have to be studying. You have to be studying, even though it's 1 a.m. or if you can manage your time after school. But
and whenever you're, like, hanging out with your friends or doing something fun, there's always a voice in the back of your head being like, you're not prioritizing school. You need to get back to work. Like, you're wasting time right now. But that's pretty hard to fight off because it's kind of true. Like, I should be doing my work, but you can always just leave it until later. And then the later you leave it, I feel, the more burnt out you get because you're like,
it's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah, exactly. It's just the procrastination. Yeah.
How do you usually deal with burnout, Stella?
I don't normally, like, deal with burnout. Like, I was trying to look up online, like, how to deal with burnout. And they're just saying sleeping and taking a break. Huh. And, like, I was thinking maybe meditation could help a little bit. Yeah. But it's just the motivation is, like, the root of the issue for me. Like, I'm just not motivated to do anything anymore because I just feel like all of my reserves have been depleted.
Yeah, I feel that too. I think because I have to keep motivating myself to do homework with either a snack or I listen to music.
Yeah.
But even to a point where I'm using snacks and using music and it's not enough to start my work. So it's like I have to continually
You're like
add
a little lab rat or something.
I'm like a lab rat. And so it's continually adding dopamine
hits
for studying. And it's gotten to a point where I need too many to start and I can't start. So that's my personal issue.
Yeah. But and like studying when you just have no mental energy left, it's like, where are you taking that from then? Yeah. Like, where are you taking that energy from? And then you just like keep taking and taking and then there's no way to like recharge.
Exactly.
It feels like. So yeah, I don't know any strategies that work for me. It's just like,
You have
to just prioritize. You have to like make a choice, like prioritize school or yourself at this point.
Yeah.
And very hard balance to try to achieve.
Yeah,
so
difficult right now, I think.
Yeah, me and Cora are just both struggling.
Yeah, but there are techniques, and I always know that, like, third, fourth years, they always tell. I've always heard things like, oh, you'll start to figure it out and things, and especially later on in life, this will help with time management and just having more energy in general, I think. But I think it's a struggle, but we'll get there, I think.
It's a struggle, but I'm also, from a more negative point of view, like, I think it's just going to keep on getting worse until graduation. At least the trajectory that I've been on, it's like, okay, first year, super into it, like, pretty prepared for stuff. And then I'm like, every semester, I'm just pushing it, like, a little further to see, oh, can I get away with this amount of work or this amount of work or attendance? And it's, I don't see how I can come back from this.
Yeah.
It's how, like, about you? Do you feel like you're trying to push it right now?
I'm trying to push it. I'm actually at a point where I'm more productive than last semester's and my first year, but I feel more mentally burnt out. I've been doing more work to get better grades and things, but I think it's gonna definitely long term hit me next semester or next year.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Just this summer will be a good time to recharge from burnout. Yeah. It was just like push through one more month and a half.
Yeah.
And then we're good. But it's like it's close. It's close. It's tangible, like on the horizon.
Yeah. And I salute people who are working and doing school at the same time, especially I know a couple people and it's just that's just I feel so burnt out after work, and I don't work, like, I only work on call, so I'm only a couple times a month, but people who actually work part-time or full-time even and do school, that's just...
Yeah, that's another level.
Yeah.
That's another level. It's or insane. Doing, like, full-time summer classes, too, after semesters. Like, no,
no,
please.
No,
please prioritize yourself.
Yeah, we sound kind of lazy, but...
But I am lazy. That's the other problem with the whole burnout thing. It's like, this laziness is just fueling me even further.
Yeah. I'm trying to... I don't think I've ever been really lazy, but I'm starting to feel point. I'm just getting a little... Yeah, how much can we get? How much can we let slide? How much studying can we do before the test?
Like, for now, I'm just like skipping my lectures. If they have videos, and playing them on like 2x speed after. I'm like, this is good. You know, like, how much further can I go?
True.
Tutorials, they're optional. Like, I don't need to be there, you know?
Yeah. I think it depends on the class, too, because especially doing a 3-hour lecture and just sitting there is horrendous.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier just to take the notes on your own time. I feel like...
Do you actually do that?
I do. Because
I'm like, okay, I'm not going. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a free day.
No.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. But yeah, it depends on the class, because... Yeah, for my chemistry class, I always have to be on the dot, be there. Mm. Same with math as well. But yeah, my other electives, I have not shown up for one of them for at least the entire semester.
So many people do that. Like, you notice when there's a midterm or a final, like the difference of amount of people in the class.
No one's
there.
It's like everyone swarms into the lecture hall. It's like, oh, where are you from?
How can I not find a seat right now? Like, normally it's like first 5 rows are empty. There's like everyone just in the corners.
It's so crazy. Yeah. But university life, that's uni life.
Yeah, university burnt out life right now, guys. Yeah. We're living it.
I think everyone feels it, so
yeah,
we're not alone. But
yeah, we'll get back to the music. I'm sorry this segment was a little negative, but hopefully it gives you guys something to relate to as well, because over here we're both feeling it for sure. So if you're feeling it too, welcome to the group.
But feel free to dance to our future music. So,
dancing
Let's
music
see.
Right now?
Actually,
do we have any dancing
Our
music?
Next song may not be a dance song.
Our next song might be a sad song, which might actually fit the mood right now.
Is it Mirai?
Yeah, Mira.
Mira, okay.
This is a personal favorite of mine that I've been listening to a while. It kind of, there's like some hopeful notes in it. Like, it kind of reminds me of spring coming, but it's like it's about heartbreak and like change and regrowth, so
definitely not dance music.
Not dance music.
Never mind.
At all.
I
digress. But I really like this song, that's why I put it on. It's called Don't Die in Me by Mira. So yeah.